we have asked the supervisor to withdraw the suspension of the NFP. We haven't heard back from him yet, but plainly, if within the 14 days that we're given to file an appeal, he hasn't done that, we'll have to file an appeal.
Why are you getting him to withdraw it? I mean, if he's issued the suspension, surely it's legal.
Well, yes, but we've tried to point out to him why the suspension seems to be wrong and are inviting him to do the right thing and withdraw the suspension. If he doesn't, we fall back on our legal rights, or such rights as the decree gives us anyway.
What about the option of simply remedying the breaches, as they put it in lawyerly language, of just finding a chartered accountant with a certificate of public practice and getting them to audit the NFP's accounts? Would that make the problem go away?
Well, we wonder. I think we will do that for the avoidance of doubt anyway. I think that's what NFP's intention is. But that still begs the question of why the NFP was ever suspended, given that very same fix could have been achieved without suspending NFP.
The Speaker has suspended the National Federation Party members of Parliament, which seems on the face of it to go against the actual political party's decree, which says that even if you're a member of a political party which is suspended, you still continue as an MP. What has she based her ruling on? Has she got some legal advice on that?
We understand that the Speaker took advice from the Solicitor General, which itself is curious because what you have is the Speaker of Parliament, the legislature, taking advice from the executive, which doesn't seem to be a very good exercise or very good reflection of the supposed separation of powers between the two. But we know nothing more than that she has taken the advice, but she will not make public the advice that she's received.
Well, I understand that Parliament has in fact voted to support her suspension of the National Federation Party. Doesn't that make it completely official now?
Well, I didn't see that coming, and I'm not quite sure what the point is of that, but that would tend to support the whole notion that it's the Fiji First Party majority that decides everything in Fiji rather than the law.
Why is the Speaker's legal advice not being made public, do you think?
Well, that's the mystery to me. This is not advice that she needs for legal tactics. This is advice about why the people's representatives cannot sit in the parliament. And surely the reasons for that, the legal reasons for that, belong to the people and ought to be made known to the people. Why the secrecy over this? Everything points to the need for Parliament to have its own independent counsel, as parliaments all around the world do, rather than depending on the government's lawyers for legal advice.